Good morning. Happy New Year to each of you. It seems like a long time ago that we stood up here and said Merry Christmas. Does it seem like a long week? You know, these weeks kind of have, different days in them, but Happy New Year to each of you. And thank you to the band. Jesus, My Lord, Will Love Me Forever is the song that they were playing, and the chorus, Now I Belong to Jesus, Jesus Belongs to Me, not for the years of time alone, but for eternity. You will have an opportunity in service a little bit later on, if you would like, to share your testimony. Just giving you that heads up in case you didn't look all the way through in the bulletin, that if you'd like to share a prayer, answered a prayer from this past year, or even this past week, something that you're looking forward to in the new year, something you want to share the goodness of God, and so you will have that opportunity in the new year. I'm just going to have an announcement to make, and I sent this to the board yesterday, and this will be no surprise to anyone except the timing. We're very happy to announce that Major Don will be returning full-time as your Corps officer effective February 1st, 2023, so in a couple of weeks' time, which means that we will be heading home as well. And so our last Sunday with you will be on the 29th of January, and our contract, of course, will end on the 31st as your interim officers. On the 29th, as it stands now, Major Don, we will share the platform together as we do that service, and then we're going to have a Corps family potluck luncheon. And so we wanted to get that reinstated, and so the timing works out really well. So there will be a sign-up list for us all for next week. And just like I say with these things, they're a guideline to give us. They're not going to be, you have to have whatever to get in the door. But it gives us an idea for setting up. Okay, so just if you're, it'll be up on the board next week, and please sign that if you are planning to attend. Also, in all of this, because we have an extended contract, we have another week's holidays that we'll be taking this week, but it's related also to, we have a number of appointments and things in Barrie. We also have to start the process of moving our stuff home. So it's amazing how much stuff you bring when you're living out of a suitcase. And the winter came on, and we brought winter clothes, although it's not really winter here. And so are various things. So we'll be doing that this week. Then we'll be back in the office the following Monday. Majors Kester and Catherine will be doing next Sunday's service. So those are the extra announcements this morning. I'll leave the rest for Diane when she comes up. So I know that you'll want to continue to pray for Major Don in these days, and he's ready to come back. We're very, very happy about that. And so we won't be here, but we're looking forward to him coming back and to be your Corps officer again, full-time capacity, and so we'll pray for him in that way. Our call to worship this morning is a responsive one, and you'll see, you can just remain seated for it, and we're leader, and then you respond, please. Stand up and bless the Lord your God from everlasting to everlasting.
Blessed be your glorious name, which is exalted above all blessings and praise. You are our Lord, you alone.
Lord, you have been our dwelling place in all generations. This I call to mind, and therefore I have hope.
The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness.
And I am sure of this, that he who began a good work in you will bring it to completion at the day of Jesus Christ.
The Lord is my strength.
Now to him who is able to keep you from stumbling and to present you blameless before the presence of his glory with great joy.
To the only God, our Savior, through Jesus Christ our Lord, be glory, majesty, dominion, and authority,
Amen. Amen. And what better song to start with? Father, let me dedicate this new year to thee. Please stand with me as you're able. There's three verses of the chorus. Okay. Be seated. Let's pray together. Our Father, we thank you for this new day, this new year, a new start. And yet, Father, we know that every day is a new day, and every day is a new day to show your compassion, your faithfulness, your love for us. But from a human perspective, it's a special day, and we, as it were, turn our backs towards the new year and putting our back towards the past year. And Father, we realize too that each day has its own maybe challenges for people. For some, it doesn't make a difference today. But for others, it's an important day. And so Father, as we're here, we do dedicate this new year to you. None of us knows what the future holds. We might think we do. We might have our plans, as we often do. But our times and our days are in your hands, and we thank you for that, Father. And so that whatever we may face, we know that you go before us, you go with us, and you care. Amen. Father, we pray that as we are gathered here this morning, as we share in reading scripture, as we share in prayer, as we share in singing these songs, and share in testimony as well, and in fellowship, I pray that it would be time of strengthening and encouraging for each of us, that we might just have that extra grace as we go through this week, and so that others might see Christ in us. Thank you, Father, for your great love for each of us. Thank you for the peace and joy that you give to us. Thank you for the season of Christmas that we're still in. But thank you for this, for the beautiful gift of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, because we know that we could not pay for our sins on our own, but we needed Jesus as our Lord, Savior, Messiah. Thank you, Father, for all of your blessings. And I pray that you would just again be with us throughout this day. And I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
Now, this is from Ecclesiastes, and Solomon is considered the author. And it's kind of, Solomon has a kind of lament in Ecclesiastes. It's not always the most positive book, but anyway, he gives us this one about There is a time for everything, and a season for every activity under the heavens. A time to be born, and a time to die. A time to plant, and a time to uproot. A time to kill, and a time to heal. A time to tear down, and a time to build. A time to weep, a time to laugh. A time to mourn, and a time to dance. A time to scatter stones, and a time to gather them. A time to embrace, and a time to refrain from embracing. A time to search, and a time to give up. A time to keep, and a time to throw away. A time to tear, and a time to mend. A time to be silent, and a time to speak. A time to love, and a time to hate. A time for war, and a time for peace. What do workers gain from their toil? I have seen the burden God has laid on the human race. He has made everything beautiful in its time. There's a beautiful refrain here. He has also set eternity in the human heart. Yet no one can fathom what God has done from the beginning to the end. I know there is nothing better for people than to be happy and to do good while they live. That each of them may eat and drink and find satisfaction in all their toil. This is the gift of God. I know that everything God does will endure forever. Nothing can be added to it, and nothing can be taken away from it. God does it so that people will fear him, or we could say reverence him. The word of the Lord.
One of my favorite songs, Great is Thy Faithfulness. I think we sang it on our first Sunday here. Just such beautiful words. We'll remain seated and we'll just sing the first two verses and the chorus. Great is Thy Faithfulness, O God, my Father. Verses 1 and 2, please.
Thank you.
us read the third verse together. Pardon for sin and a peace that endureth, thy own dear presence to cheer and to guide, strength for today, bright hope for tomorrow, blessings all mine with 10,000 beside. Sing it together, please.
If you've looked at your bulletin, you will know that this week again is a quiet week as far as activities going. They're not beginning really until the following week. A note that on the 12th is the next Evergreen. So if you're planning on attending, please let Donna know. Major Renee Clark is going to be the special guest that week. Everything else will be starting as their normal schedule. However, I have a list of notes here that have been given to me this morning to add that the MAC meeting will be on the 23rd. And then it's sad news that most of you have heard that Jim Mann passed away this past Thursday. His funeral and visitation are on January 10th, so a week on Tuesday. He's at the Patterson Funeral Home in Niagara Falls. Visitation will be at 11 that morning, and then the service, visitation is 10 to 11, and the service at 11. And refreshments right there will be served. So pray for Alice and the rest of the family. But added to that prayer list that we've had and the notes that I've got this morning, many of you know Edwina, who comes periodically to the service, and Shona, her daughter, was our office administrator for a few years. Shona's daughter is not well. She's waiting heart surgery in Hamilton, and she's just a teen. Unfortunately, they went to do the surgery, and Donna was telling me this morning, the machine, a very expensive machine, broke down. So they're hoping to either get it repaired quickly or get her to London for this surgery, because it is quite serious. And the other one that most of you may not even have heard or perhaps read about, but the Ontario Youth, there's a group of them, are leaving within the hour to go to Costa Rica on a mission trip. And I have a grandson and a grandniece and nephew on that trip. But we ask that you remember these young people from all of Ontario who are going down there on a mission trip. And then the last, just as we take up our tithes and offering, I've got the new envelopes in. I've got them ready. They continue to be undated. So if you've still got envelopes, You're welcome to continue using them. Numbers haven't changed. But if you've run out, come and see me in the office and I'll give you your box of envelopes. If you've got the ones that we had to use some recycling in the last few months because nothing was ordered during the pandemic and you would like the official numbers, please see me and I will make sure you get it. And now we will take up our tithes and offering. Lord, this morning we thank you that we are able to come and worship and that we can give to you of our income so that our community will see your work being done through our core. We ask that each gift be blessed, for we ask it in your name. Amen.
Thank you, band. Standing on the promises of Christ my King. This is our chance. If you would like to share something, I always say this too, that keep in mind that even though you might be, you know, not sure if you should say something or feeling uncomfortable, that every time you say something for the Lord, someone is blessed. It speaks to someone's heart. You may not know it today or ever on this side of heaven, but it speaks to someone's heart. So don't be hesitant about this, and we'll remain seated. So even if you want to share something and you don't want to stand up, that's okay too, all right? So we'll sing the first verse in the chorus. We'll leave it open for a few moments.
And if you need a mic.
We're not ready yet.
And if you need a mic, we'll supply you with that as well.
I thought he was going to jump in with his testimony. Just haven't started yet. Stop. So the first verse and the chorus, please, of Standing on the Promises.
Promises, promise my name. Through eternal ages and his praise is mine. Glory and highest I will show and sing. Standing on the promises of God. Standing on the promises of God, my Savior. And so it's really nice to have them closer, and we can be spontaneous. So, for example, yesterday we just said, you want to come over? And they could, whereas from before it was an ordeal, more of a distance. So that's nice. And something to be really grateful for. Last Sunday was kind of unique, too, because as Christmas Day and Sunday, We have three children. Our first two are adopted, and our third one is homemade. And our first two are brother and sister, and so they have the same biological birth parents. And our kids met their birth mom about 18 years ago, and on and off, they've had lots of contact with her, and we've hosted her many times at our house for things, and included her in family things. Just this past year, our son met and reconnected with his birth father, and in fact, his sister hasn't met him yet. But so when they were planning Christmas and thinking about it, this is one of those modern families where you've got all kinds of different iterations of parents and things. And so they said, you know, we're trying to visit everyone individually, like we're just going to be on the road the whole week. So, Mom, would you host biological mom and dad and their respective people for Christmas Christmas Day? So Mom, of course, says yes. And anyway, it was a lovely day and so neat to be able to facilitate that, and another gentleman joined us, and we just had a lovely time. And just to look around the room and see this interesting group of people mixing together, and you think about God's ability to bring things together and heal, it's really lovely. So we had a great time and a unique time and a very collective bunch we were.
Bless you. Thank you for sharing that. Lovely. Sing the second verse in the chorus, and you have another opportunity.
Professions and had an opportunity to serve every day, you know, like I have, and it is a gift. And I'm so glad I've never had to manufacture cigarettes.
Bless you. Bless you. Thank you for sharing. Someone else.
I had the opportunity to share when children bring it up about their faith, and when they hear that, oh, you believe in Jesus too, it's just really exciting to be able to live my life and show God's love to them. And you never know the impact you might have on other people's lives that they work with and come in contact with, especially a lot of these children that come from such broken homes. And just, you know, every day I'm working the opportunity to show you to those I come in contact with.
Bless you. Very important, Joan. Bless you. Thank you. Miss Love.
In the past year, I was able to pass my chartered accountant exam.
We came to Canada in 2014, and right in 2016 I jumped into this venture. Of course, I'm very much thankful to Almighty to help me be at this stage, but more than that, I am really very grateful to God for giving me my husband as my life partner. Without him, it was impossible. He has taken on all the chores of the house. He's been mom and dad both to my elder son, and to my younger as well for quite a few years. And which is why I'm here in this time and age where marriages can be challenging.
And it was a continuous process of 6 long years. It wasn't a few weeks or a few months. And he's been a constant motivation, inspiration, everything that I could possibly say. So I... I hope and pray for the coming years, not just 2023, to grow with each other and to grow in Christ and to raise our children in Christ. Also, my brother, everybody would know here, Alex and Ekta. Oh my goodness. They both met with an accident just before Christmas, and it was kind of not very good at all. They didn't got a scratch. They didn't got a scratch. And I thank Lord so much for that as well. Thank you.
Thank you for sharing that, and welcome. Welcome anytime. You're also my new hero and heroine. It's amazing. Good for you. Good for you. God continue to bless you. I'm glad that you folks survived okay from that accident. Came through quite well. Thank you. Anyone else before we sing the next verse?
So I've been in the Army for 36 plus years, which I am so grateful for. Mm-hmm. It's been a blessing to me, and I hope that I was a blessing to others. I love my job in both places, but it was very bittersweet to walk out on Thursday.
Mm-hmm. Bless you, Vi. Thank you for your work and your ministry. Let's sing the third, we're on the third verse, right? Yes. The third verse and another opportunity if you would like to share. Thank you for those who have. It's a blessing. Verse 3. Anyone else?
I'm thankful for the new Christian friends that God has introduced me to. I'm just crazy thankful for that.
Bless you, Bob. Thank you.
I just want to say, too, you know, it's Christian fellowship is a great thing. And Lyle, invited me to a hockey game, although I said if he had some spare tickets, I wouldn't mind going.
Invited himself.
But, he invited me after. And Dave was there. We cheered the Ice Dogs on. They hadn't won in dogs' ages. But they lost that night, but it was in overtime. They got 1 point. But it was just, I really enjoyed it. You know, I enjoyed your fellowship as well. It's going to be hard to say goodbye to you all.
Don't.
And I'm not good about saying goodbyes. And anyway, we had a great time, great fellowship, and just little funny things that happened. Lyle turns to me and says, "What shall I call you?" And I said, "General." I said, "No, my mother called me Roy. I was Chris and Roy, that's fine, that was good enough." And we had a great time. But the funny part, there's always a funny situation in every little thing. I don't say it disrespectful to the Lord, but the guy who was playing defense for Kingston, was it? Was David Jesus. I tell you, not a word lie. And when I saw the name on the back of the jersey, I said, "Oh, wow, I didn't expect this tonight." And just little things that happened. And Dave said, I said, "Well, maybe he'll score a winning goal." And Dave said, "Yeah, maybe it'd be a miracle." And I said, "Well, that wouldn't be a lot for him, would it?" You know, and the funny thing is, you think about it, you know, and I thought it was a great little evening. I enjoyed it very much. We had a good time, and we were together for a couple hours and a bit of Christian fellowship, and these things are very precious. And I'm thankful to the Lord for all the people I've met along the way in my journey. The greatest one here, of course. And
Thank you.
She stayed with me over all these years, deserves the Order of Canada. And, but it's wonderful for all the blessings and little things that we look back on and we thank the Lord for.
Thank you. Yes, thank you. Yeah, it's true. We're not going to show up on our last Sunday. Just don't like saying goodbye. But we've been here long enough.
We'll just have tea.
Yeah. We've been here long enough to get attached to you and that, and we've shared lives together over these last number of months. And so, so that'll be difficult. But thank you for your fellowship. Anyone else before we, this is your last opportunity for right now.
I wasn't sure whether I was going to enjoy it or not. I did. The other thing, it took David from Ben Price and he didn't know it. And he came along with it. But I really want to thank the Lord for my family, all Christian family. I'd like to thank the Lord for our good friend Grace and for coming back here to the church, to the army, and for meeting new friends and meeting old friends. It's all harder or old.
Bless you. Thank you. Anyone else? Okay. Thank you so much for sharing. Stand with me as you're able, and we'll sing the last two verses of this song. And I thank you again. And I'm sure the people, I know people are blessed by what you've said. Verses 4 and 5.
Thank you, Max, too. We enjoyed a few of those outings together, you and your dear wife, and we even got to go on a boat on Lake Ontario. All we caught was weeds, but we caught a lot of good fellowship, and it was a great day. And little other things, too, and all you down at the park. I call it Charles Darwin Park. I was calling it forever. Charles Daly Park. Right. I enjoyed the fellowship there. Well, here we are facing a new year, 2023. And it's day one. I'm not big on New Year's resolutions. I might make a New Year's resolution. I could say to have the Leafs win the Stanley Cup. We do not need to be reminded, even if we're half good at math, that it's been 56 years since Toronto had their last Stanley Cup parade. I was 13 years old at the time. Now, how could I help my resolution come true? I could lace on a pair of skates, come roaring down the left wing, or the right wing, or center. Well, let's leave off the roaring and say that I limp down the wings. It wouldn't be a pretty sight. I can't skate very well. So let's nix that resolution on day one, where I'm off to a bad start. Do you know it says that in statistics, 39% of people make New Year's resolutions? 39%. 23% quit after the first week. 36% make it past the first month. And only 6% are successful. You're successful. Although it wasn't just a resolution, you put a lot of hard work in there. And the top three are related to health. The top three resolutions are related to health. 35% attribute losing motivation as the top reason for giving up. They just lost their motivation. They lost their mojo, as some people say. But I'm going to look at three points as we go through this year as Christians before the Lord, how we can have the year the Lord wants us to have. Let's have motivation over expectation. I don't know about you, but sometimes our expectations are disappointed. Have you ever had your expectations disappointed? Or maybe I should put it the other way around. Is there anyone here who hasn't had an expectation disappointed at times? And if anybody stands up, please write a book so to help the rest of us. Many times we do not read situations correctly. You ever had that situation happen to you? There are many times we learn later that it was good that our expectations were not realized. You ever had that when you look back on something and you realize, I had a certain expectation or a certain hope or something I wanted to happen, but as I look back on it, I'm glad that it didn't happen. I'm glad that the Lord let it not happen. Someone has said, so whatever our understanding may be of a situation, of a relationship or experience, if we pray for God's truth to illuminate our understanding, we will know all we need to know if we ask God to illuminate us and if we have listening ears to His Spirit. When we look in the Bible, we read the motivation that can free us from external expectations and driven by one desire. Did I read that right? I think I did. To be near the one who loves us. Love is a great motivator. We heard a little bit about it this morning, and I said about my better half as well. And probably others did talk about family. I believe you did, Lyle. And those that we love to be near. We love to be around. We love to hear them speak. We love to see their facial expressions. We love to do unexpected kind things for them because it brings their heart joy. And what brings their heart joy brings our heart joy as well. And that's the same thing as what the Bible basically says in 1 John 4 and 9 and 10, in our motivation. It says that this is how God showed His love amongst us. He sent His one and only Son into the world that we might live through Him. This is love, not that we love God, but that He loved us. Isn't that a wonderful thing? It's not up to you and it's not up to me. It comes from the heart of God Himself. Not that we loved God, but that He loved us and sent His Son as an atoning sacrifice for our sins. And so the love, the motivation, love is a great motivator. A great motivator. Greater than resolutions necessarily. Greater than just our own sometimes flimsy expectations. Our motivation to be in the presence of God is to walk with Him, to serve Him is a response to God's love for us, demonstrated supremely in our Lord Jesus Christ. And so to have our motivation wrapped up in the love of God, to experience the love of God, and to respond to the love of God as we go through 2023 is very liberating. And also, so let us, as we go through 2023, let us respond to the love of God in our own lives. Respond in the love of God to our family. Respond to the love of God in our folks that we volunteer with, folks that we work with, folks that we don't necessarily get along with easily, or personalities are kind of rub us the wrong way, as we say. But let us do that, let us serve them, let us understand them in a response to the love of God that's been shown to us in Christ Jesus. For we did not love God first, but God loved us, and our love is a response to His love for us as expressed in the cross and the face of Jesus Christ. So let us be number one, our motivation. Great, Ed, I'm glad I got through to you there, buddy. Not on your part, but on my part. I couldn't remember whether I sent you or not. Motivation over expectation. Then we go to number two. And Ed's right there, look at that. Being overdoing. Now, I think this is an important one. Let being be more important than doing. Not that doing is not important, but some things are more important than other things. Some things are not wrong within themselves, but there are things that are more important. And doing is all a part of the Christian life, but being is first and foremost most important. And we see that when Jesus encountered two ladies. Remember Martha and Mary? And we see what happens here. Jesus goes in to meet his friends, and he sits down, and he starts to talk. And Martha figures, like a good wife, or like a good person, I should say nowadays, wants to give him a cup of tea. Would you like me to put on the kettle, maybe, is the what we would say today. But Mary sits at the feet of Jesus, and she listens to what Jesus has to say. But Mary is distracted by her serving. Not in itself a bad thing. We thank God for everybody who serves. I think John was here. I guess he's gone to serve, to help us out. His dear wife is here. And there's not a bad thing to serve. We thank God for everyone who serves. Everyone who, you know, when you go into the gas station, we thank God for the guy who brought the tanker truck there so we can fill up our car and be on our way to see a loved one or visit a person in the hospital. People who serve are great and wonderful. But Martha is distracted. It says she's distracted by serving. What is she distracted from? She's distracted from Jesus and his presence. And therein lies the crux of the matter. And even Martha in her doing, you know, sometimes you can be doing and doing and doing, and you get tired in doing. And Martha got tired, and she complains even to Jesus now about her sister's lack of help. And then she even says something very interesting in her doing, because sometimes we can run on empty. We're doing, and we're not filling up our tank, as it were. And we become resentful. We become maybe even resentful of the people that we're serving because there's not much help, and I'm tired, but I keep serving. I never replenish myself. I never take time for God and for Jesus, for his presence to come up within my own heart and mind, to speak to me, to refresh me, to give me the perspective I need. But I keep on serving, and somehow I don't sit at the feet of Jesus. But I just keep on doing, and sometimes I can't help myself because maybe through my doing, I'm thinking I'm going to be approved by God. If I do enough, I'll be approved. And maybe you grew up that way, and that's, we all have different challenges, patterns that were not the most helpful. Or I love you when you do this, and I don't love you when you do that. And you keep on doing. And then she even turns on Jesus. Lord, don't you care? Lord, don't you care? It's bad enough that Mary doesn't care what I'm doing, and she doesn't give me any help. And you've distracted Mary, and she's talking to her while I'm doing all the work. And Jesus, do you care? I suppose in the depths of the worst kind of challenges we've had, we've all said that in our hearts, if not in our voice. Jesus, do you care what I'm going through right now? Do you see what I'm going through? Do you understand my feelings? Do you understand how crushed I feel within my heart? Jesus, do you care? But here's what Jesus said. Jesus didn't say to Mary, well, Mary, get up. You've had enough. Now get up and help your sister because I want a cup of tea. I want a lunch. But Jesus doesn't help Martha. He says, she has chosen the one thing that is needed above all, and it will not be taken away from her. He says, I'm sorry, Martha. I'm sorry, but she's chosen the best path. And you might feel overwhelmed by all you're doing. And you might feel your sister's not helping you, but your sister is taking the best path right now. But here's what Jesus says to Martha. Apparently Martha's gone off on a bad pattern. Jesus knows all about you. Jesus knows all about our struggles, we sing. Jesus told Martha, Martha, it's not the only thing. You're worried about many things. You're upset about many things. It's got nothing to do with the dishes. It's got nothing to do that I'm here and this meal right now. This is only just another way in which you're expressing the same thing. You're worried and you're upset about many things. Jesus agreed with Mary's choice, but only one thing is above all that's needed. Mary chose the better. Begin at the feet in his presence in 2023. Take time every day, wherever you can get it, to be at the feet of Jesus, learning from him, feeling his spirit within your own heart, fellowship of your spirit with the Holy Spirit. Make that a priority. And believe me, there's always things that will call you away. Even your own mind will call you away for so many things. One pastor said, we have to be careful. He was talking to other pastors, and I was there when he said it. We have to be careful we don't lose the Lord in the work of the Lord. To lose the Lord in the work of the Lord. That's kind of I think they say today, an oxymoron maybe. And I never looked up the definition, but anyway, you hear people saying it. You got to be careful you don't lose the Lord in the work of the Lord, in the doing. He was primarily speaking, this person was primarily speaking to other pastors, but it could be to us as any Christian, not to lose the Lord as we go forward in the work of the Lord. It's not what we do for the Lord. The Lord doesn't need anything, really. God doesn't need anything. We can't add to him at all. It's not what we do for the Lord, it's what the Lord does through you and I. It's what the Lord does through us, not primarily what we do for the Lord. So number one, motivation over expectation, the love of God drawing us, being in the presence of the Lord to at least balance out the doing that we do so that we can have a good and godly 2023. And thirdly, and lastly, and everybody's getting ready to say amen anyway, practice over perfection. I am not a perfectionist, am I?
No.
No. Never was, never will be. I don't think it's in my nature. I try to do things well, but some people are perfectionists. If I asked you to put up your hand if you're a perfectionist, I wonder how many people would actually put up. Okay, how many are perfectionists? Come on now, you don't want to admit it. Oh, there you go. Okay. Careful, they're amongst us. Some people are perfectionists by their nature and upbringing. Others are not perfectionists by their upbringing and nature. Others of us had long ago given up trying to be perfect. In a Christian life, this can be a challenging thing because we want to do whatever we do in word and deed, do it as unto the Lord. If we strive for perfection in our walk with the Lord, we can become very, very discouraged and give up in some way. Oh, not outwardly, but inwardly, there's a part of us that has given up because we've tried, and we haven't been successful. But Paul writes in Philippians 3, 12, 14, these words, and the Apostle Paul was what you would call, I think in the beginning anyway, quite a perfectionist. He was quite a driven individual. A personality, very much so. But here's what he said. Not that I have already attained all this, he says, even though he was a man who was kind of driven in many, many ways. But he said in his spiritual walk with God, not that I have already attained all this or have already been made perfect. Or already been made perfect. Hear that, you perfectionists out there this morning? And the rest of us too. And he says, brothers, I do not consider myself to yet have taken hold of it. 100% in our walk with the Lord. He said, I haven't. I got to admit to you, brothers, like an AA meeting or some other meetings I've been to with friends and brothers. And, you admit, I'm not attained. I'm in a process. but I've not attained. And, but brothers, he said in verse 14, I press on. And that's a good thing for us in 2023. You may have some perfect goals for yourself or even in your walk with the Lord, but maybe, you know, you just can't seem to pray every day like you want to. But you go back to it because you know you should and you want to be at the feet of Jesus. But Satan would have us to be discouraged. But God loves us in his unlimited love. We need to be reminded of that. But Satan wants us to be discouraged. And so we just press on. We press on. We get up and we have another day with the Lord and say, well, Lord, here I am. I want to spend some time at your feet. I thank you that you love me with an everlasting love, and that motivates me, and I want to being over doing, first being, then doing, and I've got the love responding to your love because I sense your love. That's my motivation. So I go on. I press on. And then the beautiful thing was in Romans 5 and 8. You don't have to be perfect. You don't have to do it all right all the time, because here's what it says. While you and I were yet sinners, and a sinner is less than perfect. While you and I were yet sinners outside of God, the Bible says Christ died for us. Christ died for us. That is the great love of God. While we were yet sinners, imperfect, while we still sin, while we still come short, while we still have parts in our minds that are alienated maybe from God in ways and in thinking and in attitude and different things, but even though we're imperfect, Christ died for you. Christ died for you. Christ died for you. Christ died for you. Christ died for me. Not that we love God, but that God loved us in giving his Son for us, and we respond to that love. Even though we're less than perfect as we go into 2023, as we were less than perfect when we exited 2022, but the love of God is constant in our lives, even when we are not constant in sometimes fulfilling those things we should do because we want to respond to the love of God. And that's why it hurts you and me sometimes. That's why it hurts us when we realize, oh God, you've been so great to us, as mentioned by Jeannie, and we feel it. You know, when we sing greatest thy faithfulness, better than my faithfulness to him, and we realize it's because of his love for you and his love for me, and it hurts when we don't respond as sometimes we should, but we don't get discouraged because the love of God still shines brightly, and it's still spread abroad in our hearts by the Holy Spirit. Finally, and I don't want to be like the preacher who says finally half a dozen times. Finally, so as we enter 2023, let us be motivated by God's love for us all, his constant love for us all, regardless. Let us spend time in his presence, like Mary, in prayer and reading of the scriptures and listening to his voice. Let us keep on. You may come to some discouragements in 2023. None of us know, do we? Let us keep on, though we're not perfect, though the situations are not perfect, though we fail sometimes. Do not be discouraged. His love for you remains the same. Let that love motivate you to continue to walk with him in 2023. Have a happy and godly year to each and every one of you. Now we're going to sing song 566 as a bit of a prayer time. All my days and all my hours. It's quite a something to live up to when you look at the words. All my days, all my hours, all my will, all my powers, all the passion of my soul, not a fragment but a whole, shall be thine, dear Lord, shall be thine. I think sometimes the writer realizes the love of God that's extended to him. He realizes how great God has been in forgiving him, how great God has been in rescuing him. And he coin such phrases as this. Because this is the hope of his life. This is your hope. This is my hope. But we know that we will fall short of this in 2023. And Satan would love for us to become discouraged and walk away from the Lord or be slow in responding to the Lord or in responding to the fellowship or worship. But then we want to see from a hill I know, healing waters flow. A great love flows from Calvary to you and to me. Not that we love God. We try. But we're not perfect in that. But the perfect is the love that's coming toward us. And we want to respond to that. We want to sense that within our hearts. So let's sing this together, realizing we need him every moment of the day. But realizing that even if we don't fulfill this perfectly, which we won't, his love remains the same to encourage us, motivate us.
All my days and all my hours, all my
it's this time of prayer and reflection. I just thought maybe we'd have just a little quiet time. Maybe you'd like to close your eyes. It certainly takes away distraction. And just commune with God in your own heart on the start of this new year. And just pledge yourself afresh to him, knowing you won't be perfect, but say, oh God, in some way, whatever way you want to say it, let your love stream to me. Let me be open to your love. May your love be the great motivator. Help me in being and primarily overdoing, so then the being will make what I'm doing so much better for the kingdom, for others. And that I don't need to achieve perfection because your love is perfect. And help me to know that as I do my best. Lord, you see your people before you this morning. You see their hearts before you. Lord, may your great heart inspire our heart to be what you would have us to be each and every day. And when you have your time of prayer today, you can further follow up on that, giving yourself to the Lord for 2023. And we know that our great hope is in the Lord. And in the song we're going to sing now, my hope is built. We all need hope. We can't live without hope. But it all depends on what our hope is built on that makes the difference. My hope is built on nothing less. Sing the first two verses for now. My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. Hallelujah. And love. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly lean on Jesus' name. Shall we stand as you're able? We'll sing the first two verses.
might change in the order. We will do the benediction, which is responsive, and then we'll go back to sing the third verse as our sung benediction. So the benediction on the board responsively, please. A new day has dawned, a new year has begun. The world turns to hopes and dreams of the future.
O Lord, keep us in your ways and on your path.
We enter this new year with hope and excitement.
O Lord,
remind us that you lead us.
O Lord,
guide us as we look to you and worship you every day. Amen. Amen. So we'll sing the third verse.
And don't forget, come and join us for a cup of tea after. We have a little fellowship. We love to have you all. New and not so new.
Okay, the third verse says our benediction.